to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Chris Barker, and with me today is Bill Bowen, Markets Editor for US PVC and Caustic Soda. Hello there, Bill.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. So today we're going to cover some geopolitical events like Brexit and the impact of the Turkish coup on the global PVC and Caustic Soda markets. So just to lead us into that, I thought we could talk about what's happening in the UK and its relationship to the US market following the Leave vote in the UK. So that was quite a big shock, I think, to a lot of players on both sides of the Atlantic.
It was. We here in the US were surprised at it. We feared that it undermined collective markets generally, collective arrangements within global markets. So it's been of concern here.
So I think there was quite widespread shock in the financial markets. I think it wasn't really anticipated that the vote would be for Leave. I think most people were expecting the vote to be for Remain. So immediately after the result was announced, the pound dropped from 130 against the euro to 120 against the euro. Almost straight away. It's still trading around that level at the moment as well. So the immediate impact of that on the PVC market has been that producers in Europe have announced price increases for their UK customers, which haven't been announced for the rest of the market. So at the beginning of the month, they were talking about price rises of £50 to £70 per tonne. This was applied to the July contract price. So that's just to account for the depreciation of the pound against the euro. Right. So, Bill, is this what impact is this going to have on imports from the US into Europe and into the UK? Is that going to change the situation there in any way?
You know, I don't think it will. There has been some change in the pound to the dollar as well, but not to the extent of the euro. U.S. producers have limited exposure in the U.K. market and in Europe generally. They've been pursuing sales in the developing markets in Africa, Latin America, South Asia, and Southeast Asia, where they perceive are the greater growth opportunities. So it may cause some displaced material, but I don't think it's going to affect the U.S. market now that we have some perspective on the situation. I don't think it's going to affect U.S. producers or prices, right, as far as we can tell right now.
Right. Was there a lot of panic in the U.S. market, though, in the immediate aftermath?
There was. There was some significant amount of uncertainty. Prices in spot markets did go up, but I think it took after about a week of digesting the information and examining what the outcomes might be, people have kind of settled down. So there was some anxiety. There's been general anxiety regarding the votes, change of government. The elections here in the U.S. have also caused some unsettling. Okay. Fortunately, right now the markets are sort of in the summer holding pattern. Prices in the U.S. for PVC are going up a little bit on increased domestic demand and lack of supply on scheduled maintenances. Likewise for caustic soda, prices, tight supply is pushing prices up a little bit.
So PVC buyers, I mean, obviously the world of PVC is very strongly tied to the economy. So the immediate aftermath of the votes, some PVC buyers were saying the market was slowing down, so the downstream market was being affected. And you know, the UK market PVC market is heavily based on profiles, so it's strong, very strongly tied to the housing market. And house prices in the UK are already seen as going down and expected to fall, so it's questionable whether growth will be the same. If you look at the IMF forecast for the UK, it's been cut from over 2% in 2017 to 1.3%. So the immediate term outlook for the construction industry is not very good in the UK. Another thing to say is that whilst a lower currency would make exports more competitive, there's not a huge amount of capacity in the UK. I mean, there's only one major company, Inovin. I mean, admittedly, they have They have a big caustic soda plant, but the PVC capacity is quite small. They only have about 100,000 tons a year capacity, so there's not a huge amount of capacity sort of poised to take advantage in the UK of the more competitive prices.
I see.
But the outcome is still in the future, I think. I mean, we still have to wait some time to see what the overall impact will be on the economy and on other factors.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that's the view from the U.S. as well. The U.S. producers are glad to have a little more growth in construction than what you're describing in the U.S. We've had an uptick this year, and markets have been stable, so we're a bit insulated also from the Brexit worries just by a consistent and right now modestly growing construction activity. So PVC is supplying that.
Looking at the other big geopolitical events of the past couple of months, we've had the attempted coup in Turkey. That this was it's been reported by Turkish sources and been declared by the Turkish media. This was a Gulenist coup. So that's a religious organization operating in Turkey. So this coup. Attempted coup occurred on the 15th of July, and fortunately, at least according to my Turkish sources, they're mostly quite relieved. Fortunately, the coup attempt didn't succeed. So the immediate impact, one of the immediate impacts we've seen is that the lira fell almost straight away against the dollar by 13%. It's regained quite a lot of lost ground. So that's quite a big deal for very import-focused products like PVC. So that's has quite a big effect on their pricing. And also, it's important to say that this when this happened the last time this happened, which was in the second half of 2015, this also caused weaker demand when the lira went down. So something worrying maybe for PVC importers in that regard. What impact does this have on the US market, Spill?
Well, last year Turkey increased significantly the anti-dumping duties applied to U.S. material from most producers. And U.S. exports to Turkey are down by about 40% or so this year, maybe more. There are two U.S. producers that still have some advantage position with the Turkey ADDs, and those are Westlake and Formosa. And Westlake's pending acquisition of Axiall will greatly expand its PVC production capacity and will probably mean more U.S. material next year going into Turkey. But right now, the impact of the attempted coup is very limited for the U.S. producers because of the lack of exposure
Yeah,
there.
it's not such a big market, right?
Right.
So I think the long term effects are not expected to be too dramatic. We had Societe Generale, they predicted that economic growth might be slightly lower than it would have been otherwise. People are saying it will affect the tourist industry, which is but the tourist industry is already kind of on its back in Turkey because of well, both because of the uncertainty in the region already. I mean, we had lots of terrorism and lots of security concerns, and also because of Russia's economic difficulties. So Russia was one of the major sources of tourism for Turkey, and that's had its economic problems, and it's had its own problems with Turkey, as I'm sure you know. So yeah.
I think what Turkey does is add to the uncertainty that was begun with Brexit, and maybe there's even some holdover from the problems in Ukraine.
Absolutely.
To add to some geopolitical complications in the market that will cause some wariness and some cautious outlook by producers going forward.
Yeah, so I think it's fair to say 2016 is quite a big year for geopolitical complications, let's say.
Yes.
Just on the specific market side, people are saying actually that the timing of the coup was quite I mean, obviously, it was a terrible event, but the timing of the coup was quite good, economically speaking, just because it occurred on late on a Friday, so most of the financial institutions and banks were closed at that point. So otherwise, they're saying that it could have had a bigger impact, but it wasn't.
Right.
It was mitigated somewhat by that fact. And also by the fact that the Turkish central bank intervened quite quickly to lower interest rates, so that kind of kept the economy running better than it would have otherwise. And I think it's also important to say that despite their individual political beliefs, almost all of my Turkish contacts were very relieved that the coup failed. I mean, they were relieved that this kind of undemocratic event didn't succeed in taking control of the taking control of the government.
Right.
So I thought that's interesting because it runs counter to some of the narratives in Western newspapers, I think. Okay, Bill, do you have anything to add on other long-term or short-term impacts from this from what's been happening?
No, I think it's going to be a matter of we'll have to see how it plays out in the long run.
Okay, that's great. Please join us again for the next installment of ISIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with the latest news at ISIS.com. And join us again on the website for part two of this podcast. From ISIS here in London, I'm Chris Barker.
And from Houston, this is Bill Bowen.